it's not a surprise to anybody in this room the work that Kelly has done tirelessly to try to protect our beaches. And so I'll just give you a little write-up that I had sent to Rob in regard to this. You know, we're very proud of the years, I mean, literally years, that Kelly has spent in dedication to our environment and to our beaches. She's worked diligently with Corps of Engineers on our reef nourishment efforts. She's formed coalitions, both statewide coalitions and nationally, to try to impact this policy. And she's created options for us on how we can continue to fund and look at all the financial things involved in working with our TDC and the funds that we have available. But I'll tell you, when our beach needed our help after the last hurricane, Kelly stepped up and in record time pulled a group together to create our dune system back that gave us a protection that we didn't have. And when I say that, in a matter of weeks, we charged it. She actually texted us, and this goes to our Board of Commissioners also. She texted me a contract with Gator Construction during a budget hearing that we had with our commissioners. The commissioners, with no paperwork and just true on faith, made a modification to the budget to add $6 million to activate that contract that night. It was a tireless effort, but she's worked with all of our partners, all of our beach communities on the easement issues and obtaining permits. Can't do anything without going through the proper channels. She's worked with the state, and on top of that, she got us $15 million out of the state to help with the $36 million of costs. So, you know, Kelly and her entire team and John Bishop and others really have focused so hard on making sure that we have what we have, and it's not over yet, obviously, but she's certainly deserving of this honor in trying to keep our beaches strong and preserve the paradise that we live in. Thank you.